like my beer. I do not care what brew is here, if it is fair.
Around 200 people are toasting their pint at Aardwolf Brewery in San Marco as self-professed idea architect Damian Lamar Robinson sings the city's very own ode to beer. The Jacksonville Historical Society is the architect of this celebration, just the latest in its series called Pop-Up History.
I was born in 1877 near Dresden, Germany, and I aspired to be an artist and many other things, but I got a job at a beer plant.
One of the Historical Society's board of directors is Wayne Wood, but tonight he's playing Jack's Brewing Company founder William Ostner. Ostner was a German immigrant who, after spending time in St. Louis, settled in Jacksonville and founded the beer operation in 1913.
With good fun, good food, and friends, have some ice cold Jack.
Jack's Brewing survived Prohibition and flourished in the 30s. Wood says Jack's Brewing was the first to fashion something now ubiquitous in beer drinking, the six-pack.
We went down to Towers Hardware and got 3,000 burlap bags with our logo printed on it, put six beers in each one, and sold them as six-packs for $1.29. Cool.
But that ingenuity wasn't enough to keep the company afloat. Jack's Brewing eventually lost out to larger companies like Anheuser-Busch and Miller that could afford expensive canning machines that became the norm. Wood says the Historical Society tries to bring the city's past to life in ways that connect with young people. Joanna Deloge is one of tonight's attendees and says she was pulled in by the mystery.
I have seen Pop-Up History on social media for a while, and it sounded so exciting that I thought, I'm going to go out and try this. So I talked my daughter into meeting me over here. She's from Riverside. And so we decided to come over and check it out.
Beer glasses in hand, both Deloges say they'll be attending the next Pop-Up History event when it's announced.
You whistle, it's the bag, life and boom around. Whistle every day.
Ryan Bank, WJCT News.